This is the Blaze and Access podcast, amplifying disability perspective one story at a time. Today is Thursday, April 18th. I'm Blaze Bryant. I have one straightforward question. When in the hell will political leaders learn that it is cheaper to keep disabled people in the community? It is cheaper for them to receive care in their communities rather than have the state, which New York is trying to do, and it looks like is going to happen. How that looks is a mystery. Massachusetts, they have one statewide financial intermediary or fiscal intermediary administering their Medicaid home care programs. California has a similar setup. I don't know when these people will learn, but damn it, they need to. Let's look at what happened 4 years ago during the COVID-19 pandemic. How many home care workers kept so many people with disabilities safe during the pandemic rather than being in nursing homes, which ended up being, frankly, a death sentence at that point? And unfortunately, when there wasn't a pandemic, nursing homes or other institutional settings were, in a way, death sentences for people with disabilities. The pandemic merely exacerbated it. It just seems like, and I'm going to tie this in here, that we have learned nothing, and I mean nothing, from a global pandemic, because societally, we've wanted to return back to normal. Normal sucked for a lot of people. Whether you had a disability or not, normal sucked for a lot of people. I'm coming out of the gate here fired up because this crap has to stop. Why do disabled people need to fight for their lives every damn day just to have a quality life? When will this ever stop? When will they ever learn? Why does this keep happening? Well, I mean, I know why. Because big-time insurance companies and for-profit nursing homes and such have a boatload of money, oodles of money to throw at these leaders. This has to stop. This is what fuels the societal attitude of disability. I am fed up with it. Later today, I'll be going to the Capitol for what seems like the 9,000th time in my life advocating just so people with disabilities can maintain some semblance of home care. Why? And I'm not the only one that's sick of this fight. Disabled people, no matter who I've talked to, are sick of fighting these fights, even outside of New York. That's what's going on. And until these leaders understand that it is cheaper for people to live in the community and get the services they need in the community, nothing is going to change, no matter how blue our faces get, no matter how loud we shout, no matter how much visibility we get on these issues. It has to do with divorcing the big money and societal attitudes. Both need to change and cannot change soon enough. Yay. All right. I'll calm down and do the outro here. And let me know what you think. What is the biggest issue you are fighting? BlazinShows@gmail.com. That's BLAISIN shows@gmail.com. Follow the Blaze and Access podcast on Facebook and X, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And if you have a minute or two, I'd love it if you left a rating and a review. That helps other people find the show. Transcripts are AI generated and are not perfect, but they do give you a baseline sense as to what I'm talking about here on the show. And send me your disability questions as well. And if one of them is, why the hell are we still fighting? Well, you know, I don't have the answer to that, but maybe people with lesser attitudes do. So that's where we stand there. So tune in for more disability perspective tomorrow. I'm Blaze Bryant. Thank you for listening to the Blaze and Access podcast. Amplifying Disability Perspective, one story at a time. Have a great day.